Hey guys, Will Durst here with a bit of a history lesson. In the bad old days, medieval German lords figured out how to pocket some quick cash by charging a toll on the primitive paths meandering across their lands. The money wasn't used to improve the roads, or better the lives of the peasants, or clean the rivers their pigs pooped in, but rather heighten the piles in their treasury. Even back then, you just couldn't have enough pewter candlesticks. These were the first robber barons. Literally, a criminal aristocracy, a term that history has proved redundant. Today, we're de-evolving and once again fast becoming a plutocracy, where the world is run by the wealthy. Six members of the Walton family have accrued as much money as the bottom 41% of all Americans. Now, couldn't they cover the health care of Walmart employees and still be worth as much as the bottom 34%? How many pewter candlesticks does one family need? You'd think they could get them wholesale. The ninth wealthiest man in the world, Sheldon Adelson, gave $80 million to GOP presidential candidates in 2012 and is ready to triple that number this time around, recently holding prospective candidate auditions in Las Vegas for his own personal American Idol. And no, Clay Aiken wasn't invited. The most Darth-like of the new robber barons are the Koch brothers, David and Charles, each richer than Adelson. These self-made inheritors of a vast oil empire are currently hand-picking candidates all over the country, pouring in vast amounts of money to get them and their affluent, friendly policies elected. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is one of the first-generation Kochbots. If they wanted to, the Koch family could spend $1 billion a year for the next 80 years buying politicians, bankrupting the rest of us through Kochbot legislated tolls on the primitive paths meandering across Koch-owned lands. Especially egregious when all the lands are Koch-owned. Welcome to the American Kochocracy. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.